At least 26 people were shot dead and hundreds wounded yesterday when security forces fired on demonstrators who charged police lines in Yemen's capital Sana'a in a dramatic escalation of protests against President Ali Saleh. Christopher Wells reports.
Protesters marched on the presidential palace on Sunday to call for an end to the 33-year rule of President Ali Saleh, but were met by the power of the security forces in the capital Sana'a, who opened fire, leaving 26 people dead. It was the worst violence in Yemen for several months. Witnesses said they saw security forces fire at protesters from buildings and use water cannon and tear gas to hold back tens of thousands of demonstrators, while the government accused some of the protesters of throwing petrol bombs at police cars. Doctors in the capital estimated some 342 had suffered gunshot wounds, with 36 in critical condition. Speaking on Al Jazeera, Tarak Noman, who is a doctor at a field hospital in Sana'a, described the situation they were facing.
They have used heavy weapons, and that was easy to see it by medical staff from the time of injury and the inlet of the missiles. But we have a big problem now in the field hospital and the other hospitals. We have shortage of medical supply.
Gunfire and explosions continued to be heard late into the night, and protesters vowed to continue demonstrations on Monday. While the calls for President Saleh to go are stepped up, the president still clings to power and is residing in Saudi Arabia while he recovers from a June assassination attempt. I'm Christopher Wells.